Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Ever have a day when you just aren't as mentally sharp as usual? Russell Poldrack, professor of psychology and neurobiology at the University of Texas at Austin, explains efforts to understand the normal day-to-day fluctuation in how our brains operate.
Do you sometimes have days when you just feel off, or conversely, other days when you feel exceptionally great? The study of how psychological processes work in the human brain, which we call cognitive neuroscience, has told us a good bit about how the brain changes over time. But one aspect of brain function that's been almost entirely unstudied is how the function of an individual's brain fluctuates over the course of days, weeks, and months. It's crucial to understand how healthy brain function fluctuates if we want to understand brain disorders, such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder, which can fluctuate greatly over the course of weeks. I decided to take matters into my own hands and became the first research subject in my own study of brain function over time. For the last 14 months, I've had two MRI scans in most weeks, as well as having blood drawn once a week, making my brain one of the most intensely measured in the history of neuroscience. The project is called My Connectome because it's focusing particularly on how different networks in my brain communicate with one another, which is the goal of the ongoing Human Connectome project. We're particularly interested in how communication between different parts of my brain changes in relation to psychological factors such as stress or mood, and how it relates to biological factors that'll be measured from my blood. When it's completed, the My Connectome project will complement the Human Connectome project by providing an in-depth analysis of how a single brain changes over time. Our initial analyses have shown that fluctuations in my mood are related to brain connectivity, and perhaps unsurprisingly, that breakfast and coffee before scanning have a large impact on my brain's function. We hope that this research will ultimately be a proof of concept for a new research approach to help understand mental health disorders.
That was Russell Poldrack of the University of Texas at Austin. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.